You know, I said Philadelphia fans. I think you're a little more hostile. You had a fan punch a horse this week. Could you acknowledge that happened?
Yeah, a fan punched a horse, and there's always a drunken lout in a tailgate area that's going to do something like that. But I did some research for
you. Okay, let me hear research.
This was reported in the Washington Post.
I would know fake news.
The amount of arrests. The amount of arrests that have happened. The Chargers, believe it or not, 24.6 arrests per year. The Giants, 22.5. The Jets, 21.5. The Raiders, 17.8. The Steelers, 16.8. The Eagles fan base is not even in the top five. To say nothing of the fact that in California, where you live, obviously there's been deaths and stabbings. There hasn't been anybody killed in Philadelphia, has it? Here's the problem. Philadelphia is regarded by the nation as the third class on the Titanic. So whatever happens, whatever little thing happens, it's like, oh, they're those poor downtrodden scrubs from the third deck of the Titanic, and here they are acting up again. Well, you people in L.A. and your sunshine and all this, and you don't have that kind of reputation.
Yeah.
We're a hardcore, blue-collar, but sophisticated city. And I think you owe the fans of Philadelphia an apology by saying they're the dumbest fans in America. In fact, they're the opposite. They're the smartest fans in America because they realize a phony when they see one and they're ready to move on, like this Andy Reid situation.
Listen, if you can go a week without punching a horse, I'll retract my statement. How's that?
There's not going to be a horse punched in Minnesota. I don't know how many Eagle fans are coming out there. In Jacksonville, they came out in droves because Florida, the Philadelphia people, is a vacation.
Right.
Minnesota, when it's 3 degrees, is not a vacation. So I don't know whether you're not going to see any mayhem in Minnesota, I guarantee it.